Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. The sheriff are really working on this case now, and it looks as if the mystery of the midnight train is near a solution. It is just after midnight on a cold, dark night, and the officers are grouped around the secret of the train. They have found a phonograph with a record of a train running, hidden in a box up on a telegraph pole, and are trying to figure what happened to the victims of this trick after they were lured out on the track by the sound of the supposed train. Examining the flashlight pictures taken at the time the train made its last run, the detectives and the sheriff have forgotten the phonograph completely. And our story now begins just before it ended in the last episode.
Now, wait a minute. Wait till I get my flashlight on again, Si. There we are. Now, let's see, Elmer, what picture is it?
Here it is, Sheriff. Here it is.
Right here. Perkins, didn't I tell you to shut up?
Yeah, I'm fixed right now.
Well, do it. That's the picture, all right, Sheriff. Now, look at it close.
Yeah. You can see Pat in that picture, all right. And he's just up in the air a little ways, like, Elmer.
What's the matter?
Elmer.
What's the matter?
Elmer, Sheriff, I heard something.
Oh, Si, you never heard nothing. Now, look at that picture there, Sheriff.
I tell you, I heard something.
Why, Si, you've been around this track so long, you're getting a habit, that's all. You're just nervous, Si.
Nervous, nothing. Well, you fellas, please listen.
Sheriff, Si's right. I said again. That train is coming again.
Now, look here, Sheriff.
Sheriff Hawkins, this ain't no time to be laughing.
No, sir. You was just as scared as me and Elmer when you heard that train coming. Elmer, will you make him stop, Elmer?
Say, now, look here. You better quit laughing, Sheriff, or something will happen to you.
Yeah.
Then you wish you'd have paid attention to me and Si when I told you to quit laughing.
That ain't no way to act, Sheriff.
Well, boys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you look like you're just about ready to bust down and cry.
That's the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
That's damn funny about it.
Why, Elmer running over to the edge of that there cut to see the train.
Yeah.
And you, Si, you just a-setting, just too scared to move.
Yeah, I don't think for no 20-year experienced sheriff like yourself, you got a whole lot to laugh about neither. You didn't know what it was. You were scared just as bad as me and Elmer.
No, boys, I was scared a bit.
Oh, no, you
were. Because this photograph here is right behind me, and... Well, I knew the train noise was coming right off the record.
And what I want to know is, how did it get started?
Yes, that's what I want to know, too. Sheriff Hank Hawkins, you started that thing just to worry me inside. That's what you done.
Bet your life that's what he done, Elmer.
Yes, that's just what you done.
Has been messing around.
Now, wait a minute, Hold on, boys. That machine started accidentally, honest it did.
Yeah.
Most likely, one of us sort of kind of bumped into it.
Yeah, I reckon you sort of...
No, I didn't. Now, boys, no, you're blaming me here. You're wrong. I didn't do it. You're not hurt anyway, because I had a little chuckle.
Well, you laughed like a darn moo cow for 10 minutes.
Well, that was just... You can't blame me for that. Come on, now, let's get back to business.
And all right. Where's them pictures we was looking at?
Yeah, scattered all over the ground where you slung them when you thought that train was in your lap.
I got them all together now. At least I reckon that's all of them.
Wait a minute now. Hold that flashlight right down here close again. Now, Elmer, look at that picture. And tell me how you figure them fellas was hung on that rope without getting hurt.
There's a slick question for you, Elmer.
Yes, and I got a slick answer, too. Now, this picture of Ted up in the air shows he's got his arms down to his side. Did he look at it?
Yeah, looks like it, all right.
Yeah, Elma is right. Because if that rope was around Pat's neck, he'd be trying to reach up and grab the rope.
Yeah, maybe. But the rope must be pulling him off the ground, isn't
it? Well, certainly it's pulling him off the ground, Si.
Yeah.
But the rope ain't around his neck, is it?
No,
now,
no.
Now, when a fellow's walking along kind of natural-like, where's his arms mostly going
to
be, huh?
Oh, just kind of starting out from his shoulders and running down to the end of his fingers, I reckon. Just where arms always is, I guess.
He almost got the solution all right, Si.
Yeah.
There ain't no doubt about it. That man's walking along naturally. With his arms are hanging at his sides. And that's the case here.
Yeah.
Now, when our friend up on that platform threw his lariat, he got this man around the upper part of his body. In doing that, he pinned his arms to his sides.
And that wouldn't hurt him too bad, would it?
Yeah, my goodness. Wouldn't make him feel so darn good. But if your mothers was all caught that way, well, chances this ain't dead at all.
Yeah, maybe they ain't. But I'm right glad that it didn't happen to me.
Why, it wouldn't hurt you none to get lassoed.
Huh? Of
course not. It wouldn't hurt you bit.
Why not?
Well, you'd faint the minute the rope hit you.
Skipper Bridget, Amber. Will you quit picking on me?
Now, wait a minute. Don't start your family fighting all over again.
We ain't no family, Sheriff.
Well, never mind.
I wouldn't claim no kin to that.
Never mind, Si. We got some real evidence to work on now.
Yeah.
Let's get busy on it. We can't be fooling around here all night. We've got a logical case built up here.
Yeah.
All we got to do is to make an arrest and then rescue these men.
Yeah, but who are we going to arrest, Sheriff?
Sweet sorghum, Si. Can't you get nothing into your head at all?
What's the matter?
We're going to arrest this Mexican Spanish fella. This fella they call Manuel Enchilada Caliente fella, asshole.
I know, but we ain't so sure he done it, are we?
Well, we're fairly sure, Si. Of course, we'll have to talk with him and give him a chance to say something incriminating.
Say what?
Something incriminating. That means saying something against himself.
Oh, yeah.
This picture here would never hold up for positive evidence. And you saw another man, too, following you along the track.
What I can't see is why this Caliente fella would have any reason to stop the railroad going through here.
No, sweet sorghum. You know, Sheriff, sometimes Si is just as smart as other folks.
Yeah?
Very seldom, but sometimes. And again, he's like this.
Sheriff never told us yet what he figured the motive was.
Well, I just started to, Si, when that train noise stopped us.
Yeah.
Now, these things were done, I know they were, by someone who lived near here.
And how can you tell that, Sheriff?
Because you darn ninny, that phonograph fixing that box on the pole. Them fellers are getting out of sight so quick means they couldn't have took very far away or somebody has seen them.
Yeah, I reckon that's right, Elmer.
Absolutely right, Elmer. It must be someone who lives near here. And the only house for 5 miles around here is that Spanish rancho. Now, if we don't find the guilty man on that ranch, well, I'll eat my star.
We don't have to arrest him right now, do we?
What's the matter with going right now?
Oh, it's too dark, Elmer.
Oh, dead reddit, Si, it's always too something for you.
Yeah, mostly it is.
Yes, it is. Too dark or too cold or too dangerous or something. My goodness, what a detective.
Yeah.
The sheriff's ready. That fellow's half arrested right this minute.
Sheriff, couldn't we just as well wait till the morning?
No, afraid not, Si. We better go right now. You know, we're dealing with a very clever man. Don't forget that. It may be too late already.
Uh-huh.
He knows he was watched here last night, and he could be a long ways off by now.
Then ain't no use looking for him in the dark.
Sight, Perkins, if you don't shut up, I'm going to tie you up in the fence corner. Yes, I am. Right to that fence and leave you here all night.
All right. I'll keep still, Emma.
Now, boys, we'd better get started. We can make better time on horses. But I thought we could ride and hide easier without them.
Have we got to walk all the way over to that ranch in the dark? Right through them trees?
Si, would they tell you about keeping quiet or being tied up the fence? Now, hush up.
All right. But it's a long ways.
Yeah, but we might pick up some news on the way. Now, come on, let's get organized. We ought to take that phonograph with us, but, oh, it's too heavy to carry for a couple of miles through those woods and high grass and everything.
Why can't we just leave it right here?
Si, that phonograph is a big evidence in this case. We got to look out for it. Anybody knew that except you.
Yeah?
Say, I know. We could hide it in the trees, Sheriff. Come back and get it in the daylight.
Yeah, we could if we could find where we left it.
Well, we'll hit for the trees and hide it right now. Elmer tells me you ain't so handy with a gun, Si.
Huh?
So you carry all the flashlights and keep one in your hand burning all the time, you hear?
Yeah.
Elmer, if you'll carry that phonograph, I'll have a gun handy. And we'll start right back through those trees. Towards the ranch house.
Well, I got two flashlights in my pockets, and this one burning and pointed right straight at them trees. I'm ready.
My goodness, this darn phonograph ain't going to get any lighter with carrying it, but, oh, I guess I can manage, I reckon. Yes, can. Oh, yes, make good on everything I do. Let's go.
Did Did you hear that, Sheriff?
Well, I did hear something, but it was just a bug whistling through there, I guess.
Didn't sound like no bug to me.
You know, maybe it was sounding like you. This phonograph's getting heavier, Tilly. Let's start walking someplace.
Have I got the flashlight pointed right, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's about right, Si. Keep it pointed right at that break in the trees. I got a notion that when we get over to the edge of the woods, we'll find a path down to the track. And we can hide that talking machine in the trees and press on to the house.
Ouch! Oh, Dad, blame it. That bug or whatever can't hit me in the face. And it hit hard, too, Elmer. Oh, it hurt me plenty.
Now, hold on there, Si. Let's take a look at that. Turn the flashlight in your own face. Come on, get it up there where I can see. Now,
that hurts mine.
Well, get it up there so I can see. Now, then. Well, that is funny, Si. There's a good, big, strong wilt on your face there.
I noticed. Somebody's shooting at us.
Oh, shooting. My goodness, Si. Just a horse flyer. Kitty did it. Something like that. Flew again, yeah, so? Come on, let's get it going. This darn phonograph weighs a couple of 100 pounds from it now.
I know. Something really hit me.
Well, we might as well get along. But, Si, if that thing happens again, we're going to look into it.
I'm scared there's trouble right close to us.
Yes, you would be. You're all as scared of that. But there's trouble right behind you now. If you don't keep moving, I'm going to drop this phonograph right on your hind legs.
Yeah, I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Well, come on, keep up a good pace, Si. We won't see any action around here. But when we get to them trees, things is liable to start happening to us. We showed a light all the time around here and made so much noise that we're most likely being watched all the time.
Now, being watched, I noted, I noted.
Oh, shut up, Si, will you? If you had this darn piano to carry.
Oh, I am, that ain't no piano. That's a phonograph.
Yeah, well, it feels like a piano now.
Elmer, Sheriff.
Si, what'd you drop that light for, didn't you?
I didn't drop it.
Get out one of the others, quick, Si. Hurry up, get out one. Hang on to this one. This is no time to drop our light.
But, Sheriff, I never dropped that flashlight.
You ain't got it now, Si, and it went out, didn't it?
I know it went out, but I never dropped it. I had a tight hold of it, and something jerked it out of my hand.
That's it. That's it, of course. Why didn't I think of that before? That's what was hitting Si in the face.
The sheriff seems to know what was hitting Si in the face, but we'll have to wait for the next chapter to find out. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.